This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. 11 foreigners are being held without charge in Britain's high-security prisons. They're being detained under British anti-terrorism laws passed after September 11th. Those laws violate the European Human Rights Convention. In fact, the UK had to opt out of the convention, making it the only country to do so. Now, human rights groups and 9 of the detainees are challenging the detentions before Britain's highest court. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from London.
For nearly half a century, Great Britain faced the challenge of fighting terrorism without undermining its traditions of democracy and the rule of law. Until recently, the threat came largely from the Irish Republican Army. Now the British government sees Al-Qaeda and similar groups as the main threat. The new laws allow the government to detain foreign nationals suspected of terrorism indefinitely and without trial. The British press have dubbed it Guantanamo Light. A parliamentary human rights committee reported in August that these measures risk corroding Britain's culture of respect for human rights. One of the committee's members is Lord Leicester of Herne Hill, a member of the House of Lords.
Winston Churchill described preventive detention without trial as being in the utmost degree odious, and I'm sure that most people would agree with that because it's a grave encroachment on personal liberty. It's only justified in the most extreme circumstances and only for limited periods of time, notably in wartime.
Since 2001, British police have detained 17 foreign nationals under the laws. Several have been released or deported. One of the remaining detainees is Mahmoud Abu-Rideh, a Palestinian refugee accused of fundraising for terrorists. He suffers from post-traumatic stress syndrome and is being held in a high-security hospital. Lucy Scott Moncrief is one of Abu-Rideh's lawyers. She says that the government refused to inform her client of the evidence against him. As a result, he's been unable to effectively defend himself in immigration hearings. She adds that the prosecution got many basic facts about her client wrong.
I mean, it was embarrassing and shocking, really, that what little evidence was produced was so shoddy. And it makes you really, really worry about the evidence that wasn't produced.
The government argues that some of its evidence comes from covert intelligence sources that can't be revealed in court. It says that the detainees threaten national security even if they haven't yet committed a crime. The government also claims that the detainees can't be deported to their homelands without risking death or torture. Jeffrey Bindman, a prominent human rights lawyer, says Britain's criminal law system can handle suspected terrorists.
We can't sacrifice the fundamental values of our society in order to defend ourselves, and we don't need to.
The Parliamentary Human Rights Committee also found that the anti-terrorism laws were being used to unfairly target Britain's Muslims. One case that has troubled the Muslim community is that of Babar Ahmad, a native Londoner and computer expert. U.S. government charges against him include recruiting fighters for Al-Qaeda and spying on a U.S. Navy battle group. Ahmad's family say he's a law-abiding citizen, and they find the charges absurd. At their home, his wife shows photos of her husband's extensive injuries that she says were inflicted by the police. She says that last December, officers beat him, forced him into a Muslim prayer position, and then asked, "Where is your God now?"
This outraged the community. They were very, very hurt by what had happened to my husband, and they also felt that there was no call for what the anti-terrorist police did for brutally assaulting my husband, which I would liken to torture, and also for the fact that his religion was mocked. There was no need for that.
One of the key issues in the detainees' challenge of the anti-terrorism laws is that they apply only to foreigners, not British citizens. That violates the European Human Rights Convention too, they say. The law lords, Britain's highest court, are expected to rule on the case in several weeks. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.